about 28, my grandfather had a stroke, I believe, and was no longer able to operate the store. So they sold it, and I assumed the whole building. And my folks bought their first home, which was 7739, I believe, 4th Avenue Northeast, top of the hill. It's now been taken over, that whole property, by the freeway that went through there. But it was a brick house, real nice, brand new, and my mother's great pride and joy. It was very nice, and they apparently were doing quite well. My dad was working for McKales, MC, capital K-A-L-E-S, service stations. I think they had, it was a locally owned chain, a group of four, I believe, service stations scattered around Seattle. It had an excellent reputation, and of course they did a lot of work other than just pump gas. They serviced cars and so forth, changed tires and all that. And I think they were doing quite well, even though the Depression was right on the edge. Anyway, we moved into this home, and of course got acquainted with the neighborhood. There were kids in the neighborhood, and we had a vacant lot kind of to the west of our home, which was on the west side of 4th Northeast. So we had a great view of the Olympic Mountains in that part of Seattle. And there was a vacant lot there, so we played baseball and football and games of all kinds there. And I still continued, even though I was not in the district, to attend Daniel Bagley because I was getting close to graduation. And I seems like I most of the time I rode my bicycle to school, so it was almost a straight shot down to down 80th to the school. It was great going to school because it was all downhill or most all, but coming home was a little tough. And of course in those days they didn't have the geared bikes, it was just straight bicycles. And about 19, well, let's see now, I graduated, must have been in 31, and started high school at Lincoln High School. And I think usually my mother took me there by car, a little far to walk or go otherwise. And high school in those days, they were just beginning the junior high program, but I graduated from Daniel Bagley from the 8th grade, so I entered Lincoln as a freshman, which was a little unusual. Probably one of the last classes that did that. And I enjoyed high school. It was not too difficult, and had good classes. Took botany and zoology and things that I enjoyed. And I did okay. And had friends there, quite a few friends. I was also selected to be in the Lynx Club, which was a rather prestigious group. They had a nice, beautiful sweater with big links on it in Lincoln. And it wasn't long. Probably 1929, could it be? And the Depression was in full swing, and my dad lost his job. And it was so bad in those days that my folks lost their home, and they lost they were doing so well that they had a Rio car, which was comparable to a Packard or a Cadillac. It was a real fine car, and they lost that, and had to move into my grandmother's. Had a rental home down on 44th, just off of Stoneway, which was real close to Lincoln, thank goodness. So we moved in. In the meantime, my grandfather had died. So we moved in with her, and I lived in an upstairs, almost like an attic, bedroom. But it was close to Lincoln, easy walking distance. And my dad, of course, in those days, it was almost impossible to find a job. And they struggled and had a terrible time. I think if it wasn't for my grandmother, I think we would not have made it. And one of the things, somebody approached him and my mother about investing what little money they had in a dump truck and taking part of in an enterprise in Montana, which was a gold mine, and my dad was to haul the ore to the smelter. And so this is what they did. They bought a truck, dump truck, and we drove to Montana. And as I recall, it was in the winter time, and it was up to me to be the man of the house and keep the furnace going, the fires going, and heat the place, and do all the chores that had to be done. It was a difficult time, very difficult time. And that went on for a couple of years. And what little money they got out of it, I don't know, but it wasn't much. And in the meantime, of course, I went to high school and enjoyed being there. And in my senior year, I met Lorene. And that was the biggest moment of my life. I had known of her, and at that age, girls are interesting, but I had no girlfriends, and so she was involved in scouting, Girl Scouts. Her mother was a scout leader, and apparently in 1930, must have been 35, I think it was, her mother arranged to have a dance at their home for the girls. And of course, they had to invite boys. So Lorene invited me. And so I didn't know how to dance, didn't know anything about dancing. So she said, well, come on over and I'll teach you. So I'd go over to their house and we'd go up in the attic area where they had a Victrola. Wind up, on these old wind up Victrolas, and we'd put out a record and she'd teach me how to dance. And the dance itself, I can't even remember about that, but I'm sure it was fun. And so we started going together, and I was smitten, very smitten. In school, I can remember being in the study hall, and Lorene, kind of being the teacher's pet, would take attendance. She'd go down each row with mark off the person, whether they were sitting there or not. And when she'd come up to me, she would wink. Well, you can imagine what that did to me. And she also wore a red sweater that was had kind of long stuff on it, and very attractive. So we went to all the dances. In fact, we were part of the PTA sponsored dances over at the Green Lake Fieldhouse. And so we'd go over in the like on Saturday during the day and decorate and so forth and take part in the dances. In those days, practically none of the boys had cars. It was not an easy time for money, and I think there were about three boys that had cars. But one friend, Bob Granston, with whom we double dated, had access to his father's Willie's Night car. So they had more than double dated. There'd be probably four couples would go with Bob to dances and things like that. And Ernestine was a good friend. Ernestine Duncan was a good friend of Lorene's, had been for years. And we double-dated with Ernestine and whoever her current flame was. Always had a good time. Gail Osterloh was one that dated her, and we had fun with Gail and Ernestine and other boys. She was very popular. So we graduated in 1935.